They know everything about you. They always doubt you. They throw rocks from a glass house. They hate your spouse. They can't keep your name out of their mouth. They live a miserable existence. They inconsistent. They ignorant. They do whatever they can. They can't keep a man. They getting killed by their inner demons. They always scheming. They swallow semen. They need goals. They liars. The sad part about them is they think that they fire. They suck. They lame ducks. They heads covered up. They ass out. They need to reroute. They wonder why I'm airing them out. They foul. They wolves. They stay on the prowl. They don't think about the future. They living for now. They loud. They goofies. They selling Lucy's. They speak loosely. They think that they tough. They say your best is never enough. They cry babies. They emotional. They shooting kids. They killing babies. They whack. They need to fall back.
They call them punt, the wild fowl die. They call them rock the riders, rock riders. They call them the wild fowl. Yo. They call them rock the riders, rock riders. They call them the wild fowl. Yo. They call them
Welcome to another episode of Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. Today's episode is titled, Don't Look in My Feet. Why? You never walked in my shoes. You never know what someone else's journey is. I say that to say this. Some of the obstacles and roadblocks another person experienced, persevered through, built character. I'm the master of minding my own business, and that's what matters. I appreciate all the listeners tapping in, who listen every week faithfully. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Don't look at my feet, that's what's poppin'. You never walked in my shoes, that's what's poppin'. My path is my journey. That's what's popping. Mind your business. That's what's popping. Passive income. That's what's popping. Famous for suckers. That's what's popping. Finesse folding paper. That's what's popping. Fools are made everywhere. That's what's popping. Self-care is welfare. That's what's popping. Never look back. That's what's popping. Keep it pushing. That's what's popping. I'm the What's Popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Clowns be talking slick. I'm sick of this shit. I overcome obstacles, hurdles, leaps, and bounds. Chumps of cyberspace with crooked smiles. I'm steady making moves in and out of town. Fuck Chicago politics, who's king in the crown? Kill your motherfucking self, nobody keeping you down. Everywhere I go, I'm holding us down. Dolo, I represent that real nigga shit. Whenever I'm approached by killers and cliques, solidify my status with sulfuric spit. Never yelling Chirac, that bullshit is whack. Traveling double solid with the four corner hustlers. Believe I'm checking a bag where there's money to muster. Born losers, grabbing the barrel ass busters. A trailblazer lane, kicking the dust up. Stop sobering over that broad, saluting the plot. Barbarians and savages with ADHD niggas for managers. Handle your business and find where the cabbage is. The network experts stack bands from loyal fans. The master plans just trying to expand. I offer advice, extending a helping hand. Never undermine a boss, you need to understand. Never mind. Sure that you swore to shop, whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Rodas and Fashion. Acknowledge the gods. Clash of the Titans, war of the gods. Always make sure that your sword is sharp. Whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Rodas and Fashion, acknowledge the gods. A double dose of lead poison. Pick your poison. Lean or that blue hat rhyme. Master Mike apparatus is finessing my pen. Autonomous orator from the city of wind. Paint portraits to cinematic 4K clear. Rock 150 hats 65. Every day of the year. My thesis is tighter than preaching Cochise. Yeah. Wreck mics and seven ties, no fucking the guys. Rider smelling fresh, bash the best Cali, in the west. Yeah. Home of the three strikes, wield and melt mics. Pursuit the prosperity, the positive route. Yeah. Initiation, execution, decimates doubts. Wow, on the thoroughbred, home of the punk ahead. Acknowledge the God by simply nodding your head. Cause if you get back, the hope nothing was said. After 30 seconds on the wall, you wish you was dead, nigga. Clash of the Titans, war of the gods. Always make sure that you swore to shop. Whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Riders and Fashion, acknowledge the gods. Clash of the Titans, war of the gods. Always make sure that you swore to shop. Whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Riders and Fashion, acknowledge the gods.
I just keep cheating death like Post Malone. You can't kill me, nah. Got my moolah out of the mud. Your man filthy. Rap god, trap emperor, crack administer. Fast sinister, I smack a minister. A mortal thug, still present after I'm gone. They'll even fit me in the spiritual form. My word is bond. Probably should've got a doctorate for this. Even Dr. Dre opened his hospital to the kid. So sorry, I'm not sorry for what I did. Slid in with the cig for all of you niggas' wigs. Call it what you want, but I'm calling it what it is. Nobody better, Santiago, a body, whoever. For the Asiago, Parmigiana, ricotta, the cheddar. I chop a fella like mozzarella with an acapella. Clash with me, big woolly figure, I'm that jiggy. You get smacked silly for talking all that blasphemy, nigga.
Clash of the Titans, war of the gods. Always make sure that you score the shop. Whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Riders and Fashion, acknowledge the gods. Clash of the Titans, war of the gods. Always make sure that you swore to shop. Whether mumble rap cats or niggas that got bars. Riders and Fashion, acknowledge the God.
Intertwined in lines, perfection, age like fine wine. Understand, what's meant for me is mine. There's enough sun for everybody to shine. Lack of motivation, leaving people behind. Remove fear, success, get on your grind. Your brother's not your enemy, watch your friends. It's not a competition, get to the mission. Check the man in the mirror so your vision is clear. Get out your feelings, it's money over here. Everybody's everything according to them. Fuck what they say, watch what they do. Bail a brother out of jam, you do what you do. Don't scream solid if you have no honor. Numbers, digits equate to dollars. Different bank accounts, comma support amounts. Build on what you have, make money in your sleep. Keep making investments while everybody sleep. Capitalize on opportunities, do what you can. Check off goals, stick to the plan. It's a marathon, not a sprint, stick to the script. It's nobody's business, handle your business. Pillow talkers, women are killing kings. They friends coming for your head, looking like the walking dead. Business is business, knowledge is king. Tell them bitches catch a sound, get the fuck out of here. Caterpillars turning to butterflies, sky's the limit. Crabs in the barrel, weeds destined to kill it. The track's cancer, my flow's chemo. R4, you already know.
That was Radus with Never Mind. Acknowledge the God featuring Fashion and Facts. All three of those songs can be found on all streaming platforms on the self-titled album, Radus. If you would like to support the Radus Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Radus Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Radus Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Radus Hunt. Option three, we have the RadusOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. As I stated earlier, the name of this episode is Don't Look at My Feet. My path is for me, whatever that may be. Everybody can't go, it's as simple as that. I have my own lane, my own direction. I do this show for the people that listen. I strive to make every episode better than the last one. I started my show as a pandemic podcaster. Prior to that, I was working solely for myself, getting to the bag. When everyone was forced into hibernation and I couldn't go on the road anymore because we was all forced to stay in for that short period of time, I started the Radus Live podcast. I was inspired by a friend of mine's. I was a guest on Bet the House a few times. I was a guest on the Cool Out Corners Lemon Pepper episode. Shout out to them. I started listening to other shows as a fan and admiration with the utmost respect. I still have respect for the podcasters and every show. I started listening to a variety of shows while simultaneously doing my own Radus Live. Get my notes together, y'all. Y'all know how it is. I've been doing music since 1996. Writing, at least. One thing about me, I know how to hustle. I understand that if you believe in your product, you must market it and present it to the world to the best of your ability. I thank every listener and fan of the show. During the lockdown, I worked on things that I could capitalize on whenever we was able to return back to normal, whatever normal may be. Various projects that I could travel with to sell, speaking events, and hustle. The three things are music, my book, and live events. Don't look at my feet because I'm going to get in front of my people to do what I need to be done to make some shit happen. I podcast for the love of it first. I appreciate what I make from the streams, from the show. I appreciate people supporting my merchandise. I support other podcasters because I am a fan. That's what a fan's supposed to do. You're supposed to support your team, a podcaster, whatever you like. You're supposed to support that shit. I'm a fan of all the shows. Like I said, the fans offer fan support. People have a problem with analytics. Not me. Me, on the other hand, I don't. Because I want to be where my people are. Selling a book, a flash drive, a CD, a piece of vinyl, some type of merchandise, or planning something to keep building positive relationships. Don't look at my feet. I'm getting to the people in real time. I have enough support for my show to keep me on the path to make each episode better than the last one. I'm looking at the man in the mirror to see what we could come up with together every week, every day of the week. I don't make my show for nobody except people that's interested with what I have going on. Don't look at my feet because I'm moving in a forward motion. Don't look at my feet because I'm not looking back. Don't look at my feet. You'll never walk in my shoes. I wish everyone much success, whatever that may be to you. I hope that everyone gets the bag and the number they're looking for. I hope we all make it, whatever making it is to you. One thing about me, you know, I don't have a hating bone in my body. Haters wasting energy. I do my show alone for the most part because I don't beat to nobody's drum but the Most High. I answer to God. I don't have time to focus on negative energy or any kind of shenanigans. I plan to keep following through with my goals and doing the work. Don't look at my feet because we different. With different goals, different mindsets, and different itineraries. There's more than enough opportunities for everybody. There's enough aisles and lanes for everybody to check a bag. At the end of the day, nobody can stop you but you. You know, I'm keeping the course to make this podcast better and better. I don't have issues or beef with anybody because it's senseless. It's senseless. There's no money in it. I'm about positivity, good vibes, and getting to the bread. Put 100% in your craft and the money will come. Don't look at my feet. You'll never walk in my shoes. And I mean that, you know, I've been through things in my life that I wouldn't wish on nobody, you know? And for some reason, people just had their own itinerary and they own messed up, you know, fucked up thoughts and shit. I don't understand it. I really don't. But I just want to let everybody know that I'm doing a season 6 and a It'll start off with episode 120 of the Riders Live podcast, and it'll run to 125 episode. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It'll start at episode 120 and run to episode 125. So it'll be from May 19th to August 25th. And I plan on having guests on every episode. So basically, I'm going to be having guests on my podcast for the season to add value to every episode. So I've been recording episodes right now, and I plan to have everything done before I release the first episode. So that'll give me enough time to do some of the things that I talked about, like do a book tour, do pop-up events with my book, do shows. I got a sweet schedule. I'm off the whole first week of the 4th of July. I'm going to work summer school and, you know, do the real estate and work on music and everything. You know, after I get these episodes set up, I could focus on my hustle and my grind. You know, it's simple. So, I plan to, you know, do a few events. You know, for example, 500 people. $25 a head, that's $25,000. Easy. But, you know, it's not all about money. It's about providing a service and value. Having something for the people to come see. So, I appreciate all the listeners and the fans who listen to this podcast. When I started this podcast, you know, I didn't think I have as many fans as I do. And I'm thankful for every fan that listen to the show, every fan that buy a t-shirt every other week. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who email me or DM me. I appreciate everybody who take the time to share the show, in one way or another. I appreciate everybody who, you know, leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, on my website, which is ridersonline.net. I appreciate y'all. But yeah, like the homie 12 Cal said, it's no competition. Not for Riders Live. I'm the only Riders that's alive. It was four of us. I'm the fourth one. And, you know, rest in peace to all the other Riders. Riders the first, second, and third. I'm the only one left, so I ain't in no competition with nobody. And another thing, I listen to everybody's show as a fan. A fan. I listen and look to make my show better, to see what I can improve on, all my imperfections, or, you know, I listen to these episodes like tape, just like when I'm doing live performances. I look at my live performances like tape, so I can see what I can improve on, see what I can do different, you know. All the way down from marketing and promoting the show. A lot of those methods that I use to promote my shows, I carried that over into podcasting, and there's ways to get your stuff out there. Sharing is caring. You know, I try to share all the shows that I like because I am a fan. That is what a fan is supposed to do. You know, shout out to the homies who just sharing it just cause. Even if, you know, they don't fuck with me, or if they got some type of ulterior motive, that's cool too. A share's a share. You know, shout out to everybody who listened to the show. If you don't like the show, you don't have to listen to it. But for the most part, I thank everybody who listen and tap in every Friday at midnight when these episodes drop. So, y'all let me know if y'all want some bonus episodes during the season. I'll drop the bonus episodes on Sunday, because I just love turning the mic on and podcasting by myself, but I haven't been doing a lot of collaboration. Somebody told me, like, man, you know, the name of your show is Riders Live, and you don't do no live shows, but I got a lot of stuff on the way. I got some live shows. I ain't gonna disappoint the people. But, you know, what I do, I do. All I could do is me, you know. Don't look at my feet. You can't walk in my shoes. This has been another episode of Riders Live. I hope everybody tap into season 6. I'm just saying that by spreading word of mouth. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at The Real Riders. Y'all can subscribe to my podcast website at www.ridersonline.net/podcast. You could go to my Linktree, which is Linktree/Riders. You could cop you a t-shirt or a hoodie. You could leave a review on Spotify, Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, my website as well. And like I said, y'all, hey, thank y'all for listening. Peace.